Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Dave and Danger Show, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. This is a show about independent and old school pro wrestling, featuring current events, interviews, and whatever else they decide to talk about. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents the Dave and Danger Show with your hosts, Dave Wills and Mark Danger.
All right. You are back for another Tuesday edition of the Dave and Danger Show. Let me introduce my wonderful co-host, or the man who says he is the host. He is the Supperfest King of Kings, the living icon. Here he is, straight from Frazier Road, Marietta, Georgia, the Icon, Mark Danger.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? Yo.
What's going on in your world, Icon?
Let's see. I cooked a turkey dinner with dressing with some rice. That didn't turn out as tasty, but I enjoyed the turkey and dressing, and it was really good.
Excellent. So you're well fed, you're ready. Got a great guest tonight, Scandorak. Barbie joining us in about 15 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that. Let's see here. We got any news? Danger, MGCW was this weekend. You're the commissioner. Talk about it.
It was great. There was a spooky guy in a monk's outfit. We believe it was the Boogeyman, who's going to be making his appearance for MGCW in October.
That is signed, by the way. Correct?
He will be facing Deadpool, so.
That's October 23rd in Stockbridge Middle School. October 23rd, Stockbridge Middle School. Deadpool takes on Boogeyman Martin Wright, formerly of the WWE. So that's going to happen. You also got the tag titles on the line, too, don't you?
Yeah, we got Ito and Stroganoff and the Russian
Boris
and German guy.
Boris and Udo. You should know the names. You're the commissioner, as a matter of fact.
Against the Axis of Evil.
I know you didn't like him interfering in that match, but the Axis of Evil take on Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll Express, also in Stockbridge.
Yep, and that will be in a steel cage.
In a steel cage right now. So you're going to see the Rock and Roll Express in Stockbridge, Georgia Middle School. You're also going to see the Boogeyman, formerly the WWE. I heard he's an interesting style of wrestler. If you want to see the Boogeyman, well, do what the Boogeyman does. Go out to Stockbridge. Go to MGCWnow.com, MGCW Mid Georgia Championship Wrestling.com. Get your tickets. They're also having a show on 9/11, September 11th, like 5,000 other promotions are doing as well. Should be a great match. What all we got? Shannon Dumas is signed to take on Andy Anderson. Title shot on the line. I think Sean Clark against Mike Cross was signed.
Against Curry Kid versus Vicious, and another return match, and Slater versus
Frankie Davis.
Oh, man. Frankie Davis.
Yeah.
Another return match.
As always, card is subject to change. That's going to be down at Henderson Middle School down in Jackson. That is on 9/11, Henderson Middle School in Jackson, with the four rematches currently scheduled. As always, card subject to change. And at the Stockbridge, Georgia Middle School, formerly of WWE, Boogeyman Martin Wright, the guy who played the Boogeyman in WWE, will be there taking on Deadpool, the current hardcore champion, and also Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll Express, Rick Morton, Robert Gibson, take on the Axis of Evil. And I understand you're working to try to see if you can have the title defended there. I understand Andy Anderson to be in the car. It should be a great show. And I know you're having fun as commissioner of MGCW.
Yes, I am. It's fun. It's possible. It's like being a dominatrix where you get to boss people around and just dominate them. So it feels good.
we're going to ignore that last comment, like being a dominatrix, where, well, you do get to boss them around, and you are paid for it, and everything. I could send Nancy Grace to your house in leather. You got any objection with that?
I'd rather have Margaret Cho, but...
Eh, you're a hard man. Well, never mind. Speaking of stuff in the news, we're going to go over a little bit of stuff. The girl who drowned her baby, she drowned her two kids. Stupid. I tell you, you're going to be free. That just goes to show, if you're going to go out, you need to, I don't care if Pope Benedict don't like it, use birth control, protect yourself. If you think having a kid will make it better and you're having problems, 99% of the time, it don't, okay? Be responsible. Be in a monogamous relationship if you're going to have a child. Be, not that I'm preaching at you, I'm no one to preach to, but use your brain. And if you can't afford them, don't have them. End of story. Okay, that's my rant on children. Remember, your child may grow up to be the greatest child in the world. It also may grow up to be the icon. Don't ever forget that. Yes?
Okay, the thing is, okay, what do you do with the unwanted pet? You take it to the main society. So this is what you do. If you don't want your kids no more, take it. Don't take them to the main society. That's cruel. But just give them up and let them get adopted somewhere. It's just, it's easier to do that than drowning.
For what? I actually fully agree with the icon. Don't always say no to child abuse. Always, you know, no one should do anything like that. Suffocate your child and kill him. It's not going to make you free. That's why I don't understand. And have a good friend Pat Rose knows this. You got to have a license to fish, okay? I know you got to have a license to drive a car, but you don't got to have a license to parent. So, anyways, that's the whole thing. Speaking of Pat Rose, Set the Hook with Pat Rose is up at SetTheHookWithPatRose.com. SetTheHookWithPatRose.com. He's always got a new show up there every couple of weeks. Be sure to visit that as well. Also in the news today, I want to talk about one. Before we do that, I want to talk about another thing.
He does have a show this Saturday at 7 a.m. on if you're in Chattanooga, WPLG 95.3. He will have the 1998 Bassmaster Classic champ, Danny Bauer, for his guest.
Well, that sounds fantastic. If you're into fishing and if you want to get into fishing, tune to Pat Rose. And believe me, they know a little wrestling, a little fishing talk. He's definitely a friend of the program, and we love Pat Rose to death.
And another thing about Pat Rose, if in November, if you need a road trip, you're thinking, man, I don't know where I need to go. It's just I'm bored. I'm tired of sitting at home. I want something to do. There's nothing on TV. Georgia Tech is getting beat as usual.
Stop it. Speed it up.
Okay, but anyway, Friday, November the 19th, go to Alabama. Go to Birmingham. Because you will see legends beyond legends. There's no ticket prices announced, but you'll see Jake Snake Roberts, Dutch Mantel, British Beefcake, Bushwhacker Luke, Greg Valentine, Adrian Street, Paul Bear, Dave's favorite person, Honky Tonk Man, Action Mike Jackson, Jimmy Golden, Roy Lee Welch, Robert Fuller, Vaughn Fuller, Jerry Stubb, we'll tell him about like his barbecue sauce and rubbing stuff. Matt Riviere, McNasty, Brickhouse Brown, and so many more. And especially, you get to see Pat Rose. So
if you go
to
WrestleBirmingham.com, you can get a lot of details. It's probably number 19. I think I'm already out of town that day. But if I'm not, I'm definitely going to see what I can do to get through. Go down there. Linda Marks Keeble does a fantastic show. I've always thought a great deal of her work. So if you're in the area of Birmingham, Alabama, I think it's at Batwell Auditorium. It is at Batwell Auditorium, Friday, November 19th. They're presenting Big Bang. Like you said, Jake Roberts, Paul Bear, Honky Tonk, Adrian Street, Valentine, Mantel, Robert and Ron Fuller, Roy Lee Welch, Jimmy Golden, Pat Rose, Mike Jackson, so many different people. You might as well just get up and go and everything. And if I can figure out a way to get out of my commitment, I will also be going, because this could be one heck of a show.
Don't know if there is wrestling. I don't know if it's just like a gathering or if there will be wrestling.
That's why they contact WrestleBirmingham.com to find out, because we don't know anything.
Well, no, I'm on the website. Well, I'm on the website, and it doesn't say anything. It just says all that.
Well, there's an email address. You can email them. I'll try to talk to Linda Marks, see if I can get her on the program coming up now. Because she does a great job. She's a great person. And I'll try to have her on the show. We'll talk to her and see what we can do about maybe doing that. Maybe we'll just see what we can do. I think it'll be a great thing, and she can tell us more about it and how to get tickets. And I'm sure there's an email address. Someone smart that'll download an email. As a matter of fact, there is an email. They got an email and a phone number at the bottom of the thing. So if you want to look, you can find that info about that. Next order of business. Okay, I want to talk about this woman real quick. We're going to go off wrestling here. This woman who went ahead and shot the video of a baby with a bong and put it on YouTube. Come on, they arrested her, I think, for possession of drug paraphernalia. Okay, let me explain something, okay? I like to think I know a little bit about YouTube, okay? When you get
really?
Right down to it, yeah, a little bit, okay? When you get right down to it, okay, if you are hoping to remain employed with your current job, I would advise you not to put pictures of yourself drunk or stoned or naked on your Facebook. Don't put pictures of yourself smoking pot or whatever on your MySpace or uploading to YouTube, because businesses are searching and looking around for that. Police search and look around for that. If you really want to get turned down for a job, Danger sent me a video of someone with a firecracker, a bottle rocket up their tush, okay? Not smart, but it never goes away. I know this. It will never go away. And if you're going to get caught on YouTube, let it be at somewhere where it's part of a video that you have no control over. But remember, if you're out there doing something stupid like breaking mailboxes or breaking in somewhere or buying four-year-olds beer or whatever, Atlanta's got, what, 6 million people, 8 million people? You take half of them, that means there's 4 million people out there with cell phones, and that means there's about 4 million correspondents to YouTube. Everybody is like a mini reporter for YouTube. They can take a video of anything you're doing, put it on the YouTube, and there you go, and you can't do nothing about it. God knows I've tried. But just a hint, if you're going to do something stupid, don't get caught in YouTube. And more importantly than that, don't give a baby a bong. Don't be a fool. Anyways, I'm off my soapbox. Icon, what's on your soapbox tonight?
Hey, what about that video I showed you of Petey Williams on YouTube?
We're not talking about YouTube videos. That's the next thing. Let's talk about Ringside Rap. It's coming on tomorrow night.
It is? Yeah, tomorrow it's got the person, I can't say his name, Les Thatcher,
Mike
Rich
Sempervivi. Mike Sempervivi. Les Thatcher.
Yeah. Rich Tate, smoke-free Rich Tate.
All right. Continue.
And Mike, I can't say it, Sempervivi.
Mike Sempervivi, that's pretty good.
That's what I always say when you yell at me.
No, when you say Mike Sempervivi or Mimi or something. It's
no,
Vivi.
I don't.
It's like Van Damme, Mike Sempervivi. Can we get you to say it correctly?
Bam Bam Bigelow?
No. Friends and neighbors, Bam Bam Bigelow will not be on Ringside Rap. And I would suggest he will not be.
Now think about it. If he was on their show tomorrow night, do you think that would be huge ratings? Do you think that, like, F4W Online, all these wrestling websites would be like, wow, Bam Bam Bigelow called it. They had one of the interviews. They had an interview beyond interviews, and they got in great distance and many depths to get this.
Yes,
I know the first question would be, so, Mr. Bigelow, so what's your thoughts of Lawrence Taylor?
Danger. Yes, and we're not about to go into if Jesus came back, would he be in the Wendy Williams show, okay? Stop it. Anyways.
Everybody knows he would be on Oprah. Oprah controls everything.
I was going to say Mother Maya Huckabee show. Anyways, what else? Not Mike Huckabee. Daniel Bryan has returned to WWE. What do you think about that, Icon?
I was actually going to discuss that with you on Saturday, and with the whole mysterious GM thing. And I was actually going to suggest, you know, it would be funny if it would have been Daniel Bryan. Just knowing he's not even, WWE would have played it out if they didn't, like, leaked it on their website ahead of time. But I thought it was pretty smart. At 90 days, they fired him, let him go. And he's floating out doing indies 90 days, not doing TV. And it's like, yeah, he's released. Yeah, he's doing other indies. And it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, there he is, back on WWE programming.
I'm glad I got.
It could have been a little better. They could have worked it out a little better, but it was good.
Well, I'm glad that he's back. I glad enjoyed seeing him wrestle up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he's a great talent, and I wish him well, and I'm glad to see him back. Too bad his career was kind of sidetracked a little bit, but I look forward to seeing what they do with him, and hope he continues to impress others. Let's see here, WWA4 tomorrow. On Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock in Atlanta, Commerce Drive. Don't want to miss that. Free wrestling tomorrow. Let's see here. UIW, I believe, is having some problem with their building in Franklin, Georgia. So I think they're having a show this week, a free show. You can go to their MySpace page or their, no, let's see here. It's at the American Legion, free Heard County, presented by UIW. They're trying to keep the show alive, and I think they got a show in, I believe it's in, is it in Villarica maybe? I'm not for sure, but I think they have a show. If you go to Universal Independent Wrestling or Google it, I'm sure you'll find it. Yeah, it's the 3191 Franklin Parkway, American Legion, free Heard County pro wrestling, sponsored by UIW. So you definitely want to go check them out. They're also a friend of the show. I think what other shows are going on? I believe we got every Tuesday and Friday they're having Platinum Championship Wrestling. Got a big show coming up on the, 24th for Kennesaw. We'll try to get some information. We'll try to maybe get Stephen Platinum on here for a little bit to talk about that. I'll put in some calls this week to him. And move forward with that. Let's see here. What else? What else we got? What else going on in the world of wrestling, Mike, huh?
Not nothing much in the world of wrestling, except it's just Raw did 2 weeks of tapings, and so now you can read the spoilers and say, do I really want to watch this, or do I don't want to watch this? No, I don't want to watch this. Thank you.
Delirious is now looking for
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor. That's changed. And Tia Tequila apparently got the SmackDown at the Gathering of the Juggalos icon. You're a fan of the Juggalos. Talk about them.
Yeah, I mean, the best part was they had a watermelon fuming for 2 days with urine and feces, and they saved it to Chunk Adder, which I thought that was great because I can't stand her. Two,
what?
She even showed, she's annoying. She's like a little chihuahua. She's just like, yap, 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 yap.
Who is Tia Tequila? Who is this person?
She's a nobody. She once had a lesbian relationship with the Max Factor daughter, to the hair of the Max Factor, and she ended up dying. But she's annoying. She even showed her breasts, and nobody cared, and they still pelted her. So she's a nobody. She thinks she's something. She's a former playmate, but she's a nobody.
So you really don't like this woman?
No.
Who do you find her more annoying, her or Nancy Grace?
Both.
Okay. Had to ask.
Also, we got to get some birthday wishes out to Casey Trowbridge's mom. On Monday was her birthday, and also it would have been my mommy's birthday. So, say wish happy birthday out there to them, and to anybody else's birthday.
Sure.
And if it's not your birthday, well, just let us know, and we'll maybe give you a birthday wish.
What do you think we are? An independent wrestling promotion that wishes everybody who sends us something in a happy birthday? Okay, we're pretty close to that, I admit it. What can I say? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on just a minute here. Hold on a moment.
I want this. Dave, I think it's on me a belt. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Akbar, are you on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hold on a second, Danger. I'm going to try to get Mr. Akbar back in here. Hold on a second here.
Dave, they're selling a WCW U.S. title for $235. Oh, I also want this.
Danger.
Yeah, I'm here.
What are you doing? You better not be saying anything objectionable. Hey,
no.
All right, I'm still here.
One of our friends is like selling a U.S. title for $300.
Well, we'll talk about the U.S. title in a minute. You go ahead and talk about, okay. Don't say anything objectionable. Don't say anything bigoted. I'm going to try to get Mr. Akbar on the phone, okay?
I'm going to continue my rant about Farmville. Okay, I just got it. Inside Scoop with the Big Burly Wrestlers, I find out it's not the Big Burly Wrestler who sends a Farmville request. I was snafu'd. I was sniggered. I was conned. It's actually their wives and girlfriends that are sending the request. So here are all these little big, really bad butt wrestlers who are like the toughest nails, hardcore of the hardcore, who just like can bleed, and just diehard wrestling fan. Muster heel, and turn out it's not them that does the Facebook or do the farm bill.
Hello?
Yeah?
Mr. Akbar?
Yes.
Danger, you in the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. All right, I learned to do a three-way call today. I'm doing better. Here, before we do this, let me introduce our guest properly here. This man right here is a legend in the sport of professional wrestling. He has been a manager. He has been a wrestler. He has worked in the office. He has done so much and been around for such a long time. He is actually one of the reasons why I started watching wrestling. I can't say enough great things about what this man means to wrestling. All I can do is simply introduce him as, you may know him as, the leader of Devastation Incorporated. He is the general. Mr. Skandar Akbar. Mr. Akbar, welcome to the Dave and Danger Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Pleasure is all ours. If I might ask, how did you get involved in professional wrestling?
All right. Well, I had family in professional wrestling. I had a cousin and two uncles, and they dated way, way back. And we lived a great deal apart, but when they were around, and I fell in love with the business when I was about 8 or 9 years old, when my uncle took me to a wrestling match. And I said from then on, well, that's what it's going to be. I'm going to be a wrestler or be nothing. So the business is a great business. It's changed somewhat, you know, in the last several years, but you know the name of the game is still wrestling, and I'll tell you, I've been an intricate part of what's happening around Georgia, my first introduction with Georgia was about 1966. I started in 62, but I came here in 66, and Leo Garibaldi was the booker. And, of course, we had some good talent around, and then I stayed a few months. Then I left, and I came back in 1969, and I stayed through 1970. And then I came back in 1972, and one more time on my way to New York in 1976, I came back to Georgia.
Fantastic, fantastic. You were also on, I believe, the first All South wrestling card in Atlanta in 72, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
What was that promotional battle like in Georgia at the time? And can you give us some background on
sure.
it? I know.
Here you're talking about Fred Ward.
Yes.
And you're talking about Gunkel and Fuller and all of them. But,
sure.
Well, there wasn't any animosity. The problem was, you had so many good talent and stars, you didn't want to take a guy and really treat him bad. Now, what I mean is have him do something he didn't need to do from Atlanta, who was on top in Atlanta. Then Georgia wouldn't do the thing for Columbus. And that thing worked out pretty good because, both promotions understood, if they pull down one of their stars and everything, well, it wasn't good. Now, the guys working up and down the card, it didn't mean that much. It was a good payday. So there was no animosity at all, contrary to the belief. And I was there just later on when Ray Gunkel, as a matter of fact, I was on the West Coast, and I was coming in, and I found out that Ray Gunkel had died. And then I called, and they said, just come on in. Everything's all right.
Understand. Now, when the split occurred, who were the players on each side, Mr. Ackbar?
The players on each side. Well, going back to 66, the Torres brothers and Infernos, and, of course, Mario Galindo was a star when I got there.
Sure.
People might remember him a little bit. And, of course, Bill Dromo, I don't think he ever left that area.
No.
So, and that was pretty good. We had a good nucleus.
Sure, absolutely.
Now, later on, we had Ox come in, and we had, we had myself and, on that hillside and the Assassins. Let's not
sure.
forget the Assassins and everything. And we still had Torres brothers around, I believe, at that time. And then El Mongol was a sensation there. So, everything worked out good.
Very good. Now, your name, I've heard you say in some other interviews that your name, Skandor Ackbar, translates to Alexander the Great.
That's correct, David.
Where did you get your name, and how did you decide on that?
Well, I decided. Fritz von Erich helped me get that, and there was a young fellow named Ed. Ed Halleck was a Middle Eastern descent that worked at a radio station here, and we wanted to get a different name. There were so many sheiks around, and he said, how about this one? It's a tongue twister, but it will hang on through the years, Skandor Ackbar. So it has a meaning. It's Alexander the Great. So that was about 1968, 67, something like that. And then it was, I went all across the world with it.
Certainly. When you began your wrestling career, who helped you start off whenever you had broken?
Well, the closest people around were up here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And believe it or not, Danny Hodge, Lou Thesz was very intricate and helped me. I have so much respect for him. And in those days, you know, they didn't have any luxuries of wrestling schools or anything like that. You know, the guys, the least thing they wanted to do was get on the mat on a Sunday and work out with a kid. But I was very, very, I was very, very pushy, so to speak. And so, you know, that's how that happened.
What was it like training with Lou Thesz? So many, now a lot of the younger generation, the generation is wrestling now, they only know stories of Lou Thesz and that, you know, he's a legendary figure. And a lot of people actually aren't as nearly as familiar with Danny Hodge as they should be. Just what was it like training so closely with both men, and what had these men meant to the business in your eyes?
Well, it was a thrill to the lifetime. You know, it was, I really, really lucked out, and what they mean to the business, I don't think you have enough words to describe that, because, you know, they've always carried the business in a good way. And like I say, they were very, very great. Very, very great, and I was fortunate to work out with them.
Indeed, indeed. When you turned on Danny Hodge, I guess that moved you into an upper level program at the time.
Mm-hmm.
What was the heat like? I know Danny was well loved in the Oklahoma area.
Yeah. Well, the heat was intense, I can tell you that. It was pretty bad. And of course, we disassociated friends that we had when we were, you know, together. So that made it just as potent right there. And tell you what, it was a pretty good deal.
Absolutely. After you went from the Oklahoma area on over to Georgia and wrestled here some, what other places have you wrestled around the world?
What other countries?
Around the country, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in Australia, New Zealand, Saigon, Singapore. Yeah, I was in a great deal of them. Sure was.
Did any place strike you as, you know, anything particular about the fans?
I don't know. Fans are fans, but I really liked Australia.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Australia, got it. Mm-hmm. You also had a run, I believe, in the WWF at the time, too.
Yeah, I had it, 1976. I had a pretty good run in there, yeah.
You were up with Fred Blassie, was it?
Yeah. He was my manager, uh-huh.
Did you get to wrestle Bruno Sammartino very much?
Yes, I did. I wrestled him in Madison Square Garden. Somebody called and told me they were showing those old archive matches.
They actually have on the WWE Classics is what they've done, as a matter of fact. When did you move into your managerial?
Probably the late 70s, the early 80s. But I'd always step back in the ring, you know, for a special deal and everything. So, you know, everything worked out okay.
Sure, sure, sure. The people who, the fans, I'm sure, they, being, I understand you are of Arabic descent, and the believability with which you came across as the general with your troops as you're managing them and stuff, it was amazing to see the how, if someone was put with you who someone may not have known,
mm-hmm.
was immediate credibility of this person going for a title of some sort.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. And I had some good ones. You know, Kamala the Missing League, the One Man Gang. I had the Destroyer, Super D's. I had, that was the early part of it. And I tell you, a lot of guys that joined up with me in Devastation, they had great success down the road.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. I was going to say, what was it like living your daily life, you know, and
well, you had to watch it. It was very hairy, you know, in those days. The heat was really there, so, you know, a lot of people would cut your tires, bust your windows, and everything. And I even wore a bulletproof vest in New Orleans after we did an angle there and with Duggan. And, you know, that was quite an experience. And you had to really, really choose your places to go in and eat and everything, you know. So, you know,
well,
it was
probably quite a bit of takeout and drive-through if you're traveling with Kamala or somebody.
Yeah, right, right. Well, you see, I was so conspicuous when they'd see somebody, oh, well, he's just a big truck driver, or he's that and there, but we never, never saw that. We took care of the business real good.
What do you think about the changes in the business to where
the changes, you know, I understand this. Most of those people are my friends up there, and I do not wish to demean the business, but there's a lot of articles, and I sent a lot of guys up there. As a matter of fact, Jim Ross sent me an email from Steve Austin, and Steve Austin thanking me and everything for, you know, helping him in Dallas, myself, Bronco Lubitsch, and everything like that. And I don't think that their talent is used to the greatest extent. But understand this, you know, that's their place, and that's what they want to do, you know.
Do you still follow the business today?
Huh?
Do you still follow the business very much today?
Not that much. Well, there's a few independents around and everything, and they keep me informed. Once in a while, I'll watch it and everything.
Sure, sure, sure. Whenever, what was it like working with Bill Watts and the UWF?
Yeah, a lot of people thought Bill was a tyrant. Understand this. You know, he started the fines and everything because of it. And when the 80s came in, you know, we were dealing with drug and alcohol. But back when I started, nobody missed a shot. They might have a little old six-pack afterwards. But we didn't have the danger of no showing and everything. So Bill had to implement that in his promotions. And it worked all right. Then they complained about his payoffs, but a lot of them would like to have him today. So everything was fine on that end.
Very good. What about as far as you would normally work there at that with in the mid-southern area, but you'd also work in Texas in World Class for the Von Erichs.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I was an intricate part of that too. Yeah. Yes, I did. Pardon?
I was going to say, what was it like working that territory as well?
Oh, it was okay. You know, it was good. Well, I lived here, and of course, I didn't even know. You know, I lived here, but I didn't know the area or anything like that, but I did live here, and it was a break for me, getting off the road and everything.
Sure.
And it was very, very profitable.
Definitely. How did the fans, did you ever come across many fans at the time? At the time, they had a lot of the where you didn't have a lot of the heel fans when you were coming around, for sure.
Well, actually, after I kind of faded out of the business, you know, they had these, I call them purgatory fans. You know, they but my days, it was strictly either a heel fan or a babyface fan, and I'll tell you, there wasn't many of the babyfaces.
Sure. Absolutely. Oh, let's see here. I was going to say, one of the periods that I really enjoyed and when I came in watching wrestling was around 1985,
mm-hmm.
when you had hit the UWF at the time.
That's right.
And you had And going back to talk about how when you put somebody with Devastation Incorporated, the faction, they had instant credibility.
Mm-hmm.
You had Savannah Jack in there.
Buddy
Landell, so many different folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just phenomenal to see who all was in there. And then it wound up where Devastation for a while controlled every belt but the TV title. One man gang and Bad Leroy Brown and Wild Bill Irwin had the tag straps.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What other duties besides managing wrestlers and all do in towns for the Mid-South? Did you do anything as far as anything in the office or anything like that?
Do what now?
I said whenever you were working as a manager for the Bill Watts and Mid-South, did you do any other duties? I know that some managers...
Yeah, I help out on the angles and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was in every part of this business at one time.
What part was the most challenging for you, Mr. Ackbar?
Well, really, everything was challenging to me because I was conscientious about this business. And I wanted everything to go, you know, the right way.
Sure. Was there any angles that, you know, was there an angle that you were most proud of that you had a lot of input in or anything?
Well, a lot of them did. You know, a lot of them did. That's hard to say. The very last one before World Class, Mid-South closed, I burned Jim Duggan, you know, and
sure.
That was a big, big dangerous angle. Sure
Absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely. It definitely drew a lot of money and drew a lot of fans, for sure.
Yes, it did.
Definitely. You also worked in, after that, they had the switch where you were managing one-man gang, but then Bubba Rogers beat him for the belt at the time in UWF, and you were managing Big Bubba.
Yeah.
And went over to work some of the shows in the Crockett areas. What was it like moving from working in, you know, the Oklahoma areas, Texas areas, to going to the Crockett
Carolina
area?
Deal?
Carolina.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, about the same, you know. I just did my thing. And everything, when you got with me, you know, you had that heat and everything, so everything worked out okay.
You really didn't seem to be featured as much in the Crocketts, and I feel they missed the boat on that.
Well,
because
you know, when they were they bought everybody out, they flew me and Eddie Gilbert and Scott Muntz and Jimmy Ross out to Georgia, and they were going to keep two territories. And I suggested, I said, Eddie's young, he likes to do this. So they're going to make Eddie and myself the bookers on the Dallas side, you know, whatever, and but, you know, that never materialized. They only bought it because our TVs were better than theirs, the ratings and everything.
TV at the time was phenomenal. I tell you, that was the show to watch, whether it was something Gilbert was doing or something Devastation was doing or the Freebirds. It was state of the art. It just sucked me and hooked me, the UWF.
Mid-South,
and then whenever you wind up over there. And then you went back and had the... I believe you went to World Class after that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's correct.
Iceman Parsons, if I'm not mistaken, had the Iceman in your...
Yeah, we had a lot of guys. The best. We had the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know, I neglected to tell you, I've got an appointment at 7 o'clock. I didn't know how long this was going to... run, and actually, Dave, you know, I'd like to get with you another time, too.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. Before I let you go, I did want to comment about how much I really enjoyed it when they had the feud with you and Eric Embry in WCCW, because that was just phenomenal.
Right.
Really, really, really good.
It really was, and we get into it next time. I can tell you a lot about that.
Well, we'll definitely have you back, Mr. Ackbar.
Oh,
Dave,
my pleasure, David.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Carl. Let's do it again.
We'll definitely do it again, Mr. Ackmore. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You hear him, Mark? I didn't realize Mr. Ackmore had to go so early at all. We got about 15 more minutes right there. We had a lot of time devoted for Mr. Ackmore. I didn't realize that the general had other business to attend to. But we'll definitely have him back on here. It was a pleasure to have him on the show. We got all kind of different and wonderful guests coming up. May even have some guests for the Icon and everything. So, Icon, what else you got to do? Well, what else you got? Did you ever finish your rant on Farmville?
Yes, I did.
You did? Very good, very good. All right. What else wrestling wise? I have an appointment later and everything. What else? I do know that I'm trying to get one guest on next week. He hasn't committed yet, but I think it'll be a really good guest too. We'll talk. I think it'll be some interesting stories for sure, but that's what we're doing right there. What else you got right there, Icon?
Something just came up and it's kind of spooked me. But it's just, I don't know. Go to the indie show, support the local talent. It means a lot to them when you come out there, go to shows. Especially seeing the little kids brighten their and make Sundays, and you can see they're becoming like big and bigger fans. So it's fun. It's fun what I get to do. I get to boss around people.
What's it been like for you to come in and as a fan, whatever, and to get involved in pro wrestling in the commissioner role? What's that been like?
Oh, it's been fun. It's a newer thing. You're starting off doing this, making immediately fans attached to you, and they enjoy it because you're giving certain people a hard time. It's just, you get to make matches, and you get to set some rules, and get to find people, and it's all the good things.
Very good. Hey, Danger, I'm going to go ahead and do something I normally would never do. I'm going to turn this over to you. I got to return a phone call real quick on another subject altogether. Go ahead and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Please don't get me kicked off the radio. And if you want to take some calls, we can do that too.
Okay. Let's see. Let's talk. Hello? Can you talk to me? Okay. Let's talk about love life. If you have questions about how to, like, to please your woman, ask Danger. Danger knows all about this. You think some little Dr. Spank, whatever his name is, he knows nothing. Some reason I'm getting a message talking about rats, but I'm not going to talk about rats. But let me tell you, it's just there's plenty of them out there, and you never know what you get. But anyway, just get your woman, hug them, whisper sweet nothings in their ear. If you have to, scream a little Danger into them. It always gets them happy. It's just a great thing to do. More shout-outs I need to do. I need to give out to a shout-out to a listener named Jackie Rosedale, one of the heel managers. And for some reason, nobody likes him up there in Cedartown, but I kind of like him because, well, he likes to bend the rules. I like to bend the rules every bit. He's up in manages people up in Cedartown, Brian Alexandra, who still has to wrestle in a dress. Don't know if Rosedale picked up the dress for him, but it's just, there's a lot of great things. We got to thank Rich Tate for letting us, and Larry Goodman doing the site for us. This summertime, drink a lot of lemonade. Pink lemonade, I prefer that better. Sweet tea from a mason jar, much, much better. is just, don't know what else to rant about. No upcoming shows coming about, happening. If you want to follow on Twitter, you can. If you actually want to follow me on Twitter and see how boring, pathetic life I do, Mark F. in Danger, I am on where I'm at on Twitter, so you can follow me. Rant about my days and how it goes. Twitter is a fun thing to do. So take there, follow that. Also, I want to send out condolences to family and friends of Lance Cade, who passed away from the other day. He was a really, really great talent, and he'll be sorely missed. Hopefully, it's probably end up will be bad news, but hopefully it's not. If you just get help, please, out there, if somebody is there, you know, on that part, it's nothing great. It's just, I don't know. Let's see, what else I got? Hell, let's just do it with this.
Do what I got? I'm back
now. I talked about Lance Cade.
Well, that's good, Icon.
And I just said it's just a sad, tragic, great piece of talent that doesn't get shine anymore, and it's very sad.
Absolutely. What was your take on the General's interview tonight so far?
It was pretty good. I would like to ask him how he came up with Devastation Incorporated, but we'll ask him next time.
We'll definitely have him back on the show. Definitely got some folks who are hoping to have on the show coming up, and it's going to be a really good, hopefully, rest of the year for Devastation Incorporated. Okay, I'll ask you, would you go on Devastation Incorporated, brother?
Yes, I would.
You would?
And also, I can tell you, I got some match results for you if you're interested.
Oh, really? I was going to say, if you did join Devastation Incorporated, would you
I wouldn't like paint little moons and stuff and on my face and body and just chase around and supposedly eat a live chicken on the air. So I wouldn't do that. I'd be the most dangerous one of it there.
You'd be the most dangerous member of Devastation.
Yes, I would pour gasoline on me, set myself on fire, wrap myself in barbed wire, and do a five stars frog splash on John Cena or somebody. We'll do that.
So you do what Tommy Dreamer did about a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Boy, he got him over real good, too. Anyway. Oh, that looked very nice right there. I'm not hating on Dreamer.
Yep. I also seen there was a five-star match. Well, we'll go with some match listings for it's going to happen next week. So if you have really, really stupid friends and you were going to watch Raw, you could bet them on matches going to happen. You had Edge beat Archer, and it had to be a five-star match, the match of the night, match of the year. Chris Jericho beat the Great Khali with the Walls of Jericho. I kind of want to see that, just to see a big man like that being put in a Walls of Jericho. I think that'd be kind of funny. It's like the full length of the ring. Melina or Jillian Hall came out singing, but it was boring. Max Day or The Miz talks about how great he is on Sheamus, and it's just another boring segment. John Cena and The Miz, it was a boring match. Daniel Bryan came back out and did some hits on Miz and got the DQ, and then they just did some more beating on The Miz, so the Varian Miz, who I think is an underrated talent. He is one of the best wrestlers there. He can actually outperform some of those people, and he's got better wrestling skills and mic skills than some people that they push for merchandise. But that's my opinion. Randy Orton, he defeated John Morrison and Ted DiBiase in a three-way triple threat match. So that sets up a six-pack challenge for the Night of Champions, which is going to be very, very boring, with Wade Barrett taking on Randy Orton, John Cena, Edge, and Chris Jericho. This is going to be boring, and it makes you really want to think twice of spending money getting a WWE pay-per-view. But that's my personal opinion alone. I would not spend money on a WWE pay-per-view. I don't think it's one. If you had to spend the $35, $45, $50, whatever it takes to buy a pay-per-view, you could order Papa John's or Pizza Hut for that price. It's just me personally, I just can't give my money to pay-per-view companies anymore. It's just nothing I can do. I don't get a bang for your buck anymore. It's boring. It's not wholesome TV. Something good wholesome TV is Gordon Ramsay and Hell's Kitchen. That's a great show. Gordon Ramsay is just an absolute phenomenon. I think I need to see what we can do and get Gordon Ramsay on the show. Don't talk about wrestling. We can talk about Kitchen Nightmares. We can talk about Hell's Kitchen. We can talk about all types of stuff. I can't really think of anything else I want to talk about. It's just, we got the Twitter thing. You got TNA. It still goes downhill all the time. K+8. That's Dave's favorite show. He TiVos it every night. It comes on every Monday. So, I mean, he's got to find out what Kate Gosselin does next. I think Dave actually has a crush on Kate Gosselin. That's what I think. But you didn't hear that from me. One of the shows I do like to watch on TLC is Cake Boss. For some reason, every time I watch it, I crave cake. And it's kind of a cool show. They make creative different cakes. Indie wrestling, like I said, go to a show, see a show if you can. It's great to see. It's just great things to do. Don't know what else to say. It's going to be a bunch of dead air. Brett Favre is making his turn to Minnesota. I hate Brett Favre. I wish he would just make up his mind and retire. It's just I'm tired of him just saying, oh, I'm going to retire. I'm not going to play. Then he goes back and play. I'll believe it when he's, like, on AARP in a wheelchair and a cane, and he's actually not playing for the next 6 years. So it's just I'm tired of him. Blagojevich, the Chicago governor, he was set free. He was only charged on one count out of 24, so he's going to be basically a free man. That's about it. There ain't nothing else to talk about. Dave's just not left me alone. He's probably gone. Knowing him, he's probably falling asleep, and I'm doing everything else and sounding like a bumbling idiot. Let's see what else I can do. Let's see if I can find some news. I am looking. We'll find some news. And nothing expected. They'll talk about maybe Triple H being the seventh member of Team WWE, but that got shot down. They thought Daniel Bryan would have been a great person, but we know how that turned out. Triple H is still recovering from surgery, and he can't work wrestle. He can't come on TV for a while. He could be the Raw GM, but who cares? It's just, I don't know. Triple H, he's done. It's time for him to step aside, retire. You had your career, let the young kid shine. I don't know what else to say. It's just crazy things. I have no else what to say. So hopefully this show will be ending soon, and Dave will be ending it. So, have nothing else to say. WWE 4 tomorrow night. Go watch the show and get a lap dance afterwards because it's behind a strip club. If you're there, say hey to Dave Wills and Mr. Hughes and see some up and coming talent. I don't know what else to say. So hopefully it will break in and stop recording soon. So don't know what else to say. So I hope it ends. Hopefully. Dang, this sucks. Okay. It's still going. Still recording. Don't know what to do here. Brock Lesnar, he's going to fight in UFC 121. Banana Pudding, like I said, is a great. If it's made just right. Just don't know what else to say.
What are you doing, Dave?
I'm still rambling, but I'm running out of things to ramble.
Well, I figured you'd be here hitting all five cylinders and everything. It's just as well. I got an emergency call. I had an emergency call I got to take. I do apologize to everybody. But we actually got to cut it short a little bit tonight. I do regret that, but we definitely will be coming back next week. We'll finalize the guest and everything on that. And we'll move forward on that again. The apologies about that. I guess everybody's going back and forth full speed, and everybody's got somewhere to be, and I thought I got somewhere to be. So on behalf of the Living Icon, I'm Dave Wills. We will be back soon with more of the Dave and Danger Show. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, the latest news on pro wrestling and MMA, and more. GWH thanks you for your support.